Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. If anybody got anything during that prayer time, please release it. Thank you, Father.
I got something. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, I saw these two big eyeballs kind of peering up over, like the over the top of something, and I heard Mr. Magoo, and I don't know if people remember him, but he's this older guy who's really nearsighted, and he gets into all these situations because he can't see, but he ends up somehow being fine despite him not seeing and not really knowing. So I know I just felt like that was that we don't really know what's going on right now, but God's gonna just see us through and just give us the ability to navigate what's in front of us, even though we can't see all the details.
Amen. That's a walk by faith, not by sight and understanding. Thank you, Lord. And I don't know what this means, but I saw
she should decree that, though.
The pipeline that they're having problems with, that the Russians have hacked in, and I saw gas prices going way over $3 a gallon. And so I'm going to tie that in with yours, Ann, because I don't understand it. I don't know exactly where we're headed with it, but I'm going to trust God. So, Lord, right now, we ask that we'd have faith, like to walk even like Mr. Magoo, that we don't have to lean on our own understanding, but, Lord, that we can trust in your faithfulness. And we decree and declare up and down this coast right now that you are a faithful God in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Lord. We pray that whatever happened with this hacking into this pipeline, Lord, and I even pray that the Keystone pipeline would be finished now, that this would put pressure on them to finish that pipeline and to keep our supply flowing in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for the spiritual supply on this Zoom, that you would keep our spiritual supply flowing through us and to us and out of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
John, I just want to say, right before we came on the call, I saw something that the pipeline had been restored. So you have to check that. I think that's what I read. You know, I wasn't reading. I just was quickly trying to get on here and went by something that I think that's what it said. Service had been restored.
Yeah, it's not a big problem to get this one going. The Keystone one's the one they got to fire up, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They are back on.
Good. Good.
But the gouging is happening. There has been a lot of gouging, of gasoline, and the prices have gone score high in some of the states.
Yeah, it's always happened. Okay. Thank you. Someone else.
Yesterday I had received the anointing oil from Gloria Zion, and you know, Chuck said it was to shout divine return. And as we were praying in the spirit, I heard we will recover all. So Lord, we do just thank you for that. We thank you for that divine recovery, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that everything that the enemy has purposed to steal from us, you said when a thief is found out, he will repay back sevenfold. So we decree and declare, each one of us here represented in as your children and in our in the body of Christ, that we will recover all. We call forth the sevenfold return in the name of Jesus. And we shout divine return in the name of Jesus.
Divine return. Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
Yeah, I got 2 Chronicles 8, and I went to the end of the chapter, and it says later Solomon went to Ezion Geber in Eleph, ports along the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Hiram sent him ships commanded by his own officials and manned by experienced crews of sailors. These ships sailed to Ophrah with Solomon's men and brought back to Solomon almost 17 tons of gold.
Yeah.
And then I paused for a minute and prayed in tongues a little bit more, and then I opened my eyes, and that the verse right before it, the second to last verse, said, so Solomon made sure that all the work related to building the temple of the Lord was carried out from the day its foundation was laid to the day of its completion. I don't have any understanding of that, but that's what I heard.
I just read all that, Michelle. For the first time, I'm reading the chronological Bible. I'm reading it in the NIV, and it's been an amazing experience for me because it groups everything historically, not by chapter. So all different chapters are together from different books. It's really good. But what I got out of that was this. The Lord is saying that this is the season where we are going to have everything we need to develop the kingdom of God in our territories. First in ourself, and then I believe in our sphere of influence and in the territories that we represent. So Lord, I thank you that there are going to be even others outside of our territories, Lord, that are going to reach out and help and bring help for us to gain everything we need in all resources, personal, financial, relational, spiritual resources, Lord God, the anointing, Lord, everything we need is going to be in this season. We're going to have more than enough to help develop the kingdom of God in our territories. Now, I break off that just enough spirit. I break it off, and I loose the more than enough in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I also decree navigators. I decree those seers that will see where we need to go or what we need, and they will be loosed into our lives in a greater way to help us get to where we need to go in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
What I got out of that, especially when she said ships from Ophrah. There's a lot of ships from Ophrah that are coming in out of Chicago that need to be stopped, and those ships need to be sunk. You can read into it what you want, but it's Ophrah and her clientele out of Chicago that are puppeteers, so I'll say. So, Father, we just break the bank. We break the bank of Ophrah in the name of Jesus right now. And, Father, we lose kingdom finances for your people to war properly against this spirit in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. And when Michelle was talking about the gold had arrived and they had enough to finish the temple, I really feel like the last 16, 17 months have been a refinement time for all of us. We've kind of been put in the refiner's fire. And now there's a time in us right now that I believe we are ready to be adorned with spiritual gold in our temples. So just put your hand on your temple. And just say, we have more than enough to finish the work.
We have more than enough to finish
the work. More than enough to finish the work. Lord, adorn your temple with pureness and gold, refined by your fire in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
I want to share something I saw. I think it goes along with the Mr. Magoo. Well, it's more what I heard. I heard a refined optic nerve. But he said, this is not the natural. This is the supernatural optic nerve that connects the faith to the mind of Christ. In the natural, the optic nerve connects our sight to our brain. But I knew he was saying, there's something about don't lose your nerve. Don't lose your nerve. Don't let your faith. There's some type of refining going on with the mind of Christ and how we see and our courage to keep advancing. And I knew that he was referring to an optic nerve connected to the mind of Christ. It's the
faith
and the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And him just, you know, confirming and reaffirming, don't lose, this is not an hour to lose your nerve.
Amen.
Amen.
Loose that over us, Deb.
And don't get on mine. Thank you,
Lord. So, Father, we thank you that you are well able, Lord, to
Amen.
Loose this anointing upon your people, God. We receive an anointing tonight of refined optic nerve in the spirit and how you are connecting our faith eye with the mind of Christ. And Lord, when we see the way you see, we are bold, we are courageous,
right.
We are able to move forward, we are able to advance. So Lord, we thank you tonight for a refining of the optic nerve in the spirit, that you are connecting faith with the mind of Christ in a new portion, and we receive it in Jesus' name.
You know, Sunday night I spoke on, the sermon was called A Man of Like Passions, A Man of Like Passions. And what happened to me Tuesday was the Spirit of God came into my living room as I was reading in my everyday Bible time about Elijah and Elisha. And I mean, the Spirit fell, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, well, I mean, I had to stand up and just begin to worship and shout, and I was crying. And the Lord said, write down every miracle that you have been a part of in your life. I'm going to bring them to your memory right now. And so I did. I wrote them down as he brought them to my memory. I started crying even more because almost every single thing that Elijah and Elisha had seen, I had participated in my life. I mean, it was amazing. I never looked at it that way. I mean, I knew the dead had been raised in my life, that there was supernatural provision, multiplying of shrimp. And I mean, I could go right down the line, storms moving, every single thing, hearing something, God giving me a word of knowledge about a conversation, and the conversation took place the next day and we had it written down. But what I'm saying is this is a season where this is how we have got to move, Deb, with that type of faith, that optic nerve. We've got to see that Elijah and Elisha were men of like passion, just like us. Every one of us. We and you know what? I have read the Bible my whole life. I've read that story hundreds of times. I never likened them to me. Or I never likened me to them. It never crossed my mind to do that. And the Lord said, I said that they were men of like passions so that you would know if they could do it, you could. Now, I want to loose this on everybody right now. I want to loose it. I just say we will see with that new perspective in that optic nerve.
Thank you, Lord.
We will not think any less. In the name of Jesus, I loose this over the Zoom. I decree over every single person, they will begin to see the miracles that have happened in their life and liken them to what others have done in the Bible. And that it would increase their faith to keep moving and asking for more. So, Lord, we thank you for this refinement to our spiritual optic nerve in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, Cheryl, I'm reminded of that, of Elijah and Elijah, and the necessity of Elisha seeing.
Yes.
You know, when he said, when Elijah said, yes. If you see me go up.
Yes.
And then the mantle, he had to be watching. Mm-hmm. And there was such a, his whole future.
Yes.
You know, was affected by what he saw in that moment. And I feel like the Lord's saying, I'm giving you a heads up. I'm going to be working with what do you see?
Amen.
And the things that he shows us are going to have such a rich anointing on them,
yeah,
for us to just move in it.
Amen. And so, Lord, we loose this refining right now over every one of us, over our sphere of influence, everybody that we are in ministry with, in our territories, or in fellowship with. Lord, we decree tonight, you are refining every one of us. Just enough is over with.
Amen.
We have come into the new. And Lord, we loose that fire. We loose that fire tonight in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So when I got home tonight, I got my two-minute respite on the deck, looking at the clouds. And I looked at the cloud, and there was a young lion standing on his hind feet with his paws out. And within a matter of seconds, the cloud was a chicken. And then it went back to the lion. And I knew, are you a chicken or are you a lion? I just was amazing how it happened. Are you a chicken or a lion? And of course, the scripture came in, the cowards are the first to go into the pit. So thank you, Lord. Father, we release young lions.
Amen.
Because the youth are need to come up. They're rising up. We release them to come up and stand on their hind feet, raise their paws in the kingdom of heaven, and they will not be a chicken. In Jesus' name.
If you guys don't mind, the Lord, I saw a steamroller, and it was equivalent to the Lord's, you know, wine press because of the pressure and everything. And I also saw diamonds, heat, and everything else. But the Lord was reminding me of the scripture, James 1, my brethren, count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it all liberally and without reproach. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not a man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord if he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. And I think this all gets back to, you know, the Lord has been doing that with me, people getting on my nerves yesterday. You know, we're not going to be able to see into the spiritual realm and spiritual dimensions where we need to see if we still have that struggle in our soul and that double-mindedness. So, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, for myself especially, but for everyone here, Lord, and for this nation, I break double-mindedness, yes, in Jesus' mighty name. Yes. We will be of one heart and one mind, Lord Jesus. And even like that, those diamonds where the carbon atoms and everything is perfectly arranged, so we will be perfect, lacking nothing in all of our ways. And Lord, I decree and declare the body of Christ will be perfect, lacking
thank
nothing,
you, Lord.
In perfect heavenly alignment. I thank you that you are arranging people and the chess pieces where they belong in Jesus' mighty name. And John, you had talked about the pipeline. The Lord was talking to me about the chess pieces and China, and Chuck had prophesied, you know, a significant conflict with China. So I think this all ties into stability in resources and energy resources for the future. And in the event we do go to war with China. So Lord, I release that plan, Lord God, for all of our leaders, wisdom, Lord God, that this nation might prepare itself for in the natural realm for what we need to do for our national security, Lord God, our energy security, and everything else, Lord Jesus. I just thank you. I just decree and declare the people who are need to be in the right places, aligned in the right way, are gonna be there and receive. They're gonna see your plan and put it into action in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm sorry that was a lot, guys.
No, that was good. Lord, I lift up Israel to you right now and all the rockets that are being shot at them. Lord, we put your blood all over Israel, all over your people. Lord, I pray that the rockets would malfunction. Lord, that they would go back to where they came from and destroy the house that's sending them. Lord, do not allow innocent people to be killed and maimed and injured because of this onslaught of attack. And Lord, it's upscale. It's ticked up since we've changed presidents. Lord, I pray that there would be a healthy reversal of this emboldenment in the enemies of God that think now they can test the limits and move on and start shooting rockets and putting soldiers here and there and all that's going on in that realm where the enemies, it's not just physical enemies, these spiritual enemies have become emboldened. And Lord, we say, let them turn on themselves in Jesus' name. Let them turn and devour each other in Jesus' name.
I saw the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, amen. I saw a ping pong table, and maybe Hector, you'll know what this means. You can maybe interpret it, or Judy Jackson. I saw a ping pong table, and John Kerry was in the middle of it. He was the net, and there was China on one side and Russia on the other, and they were just volleying back and forth. And the whole time they were volleying back and forth with this ping pong ball, John Kerry was that, you know who I mean, John Kerry, that man that's a senator. He was doing all this stuff, and it was not being seen because of the volleying. You know, they would do something, and then it would affect America. Then the other side would do something, and it would affect America. And all the while, this man, John Kerry, was doing all this stuff, and it was undermining. And it had to do with money. It was like putting a hole even in the center of the ping pong table. So that's what I saw.
It's interesting you would say that, because as I was praying, listening to these things, I got the impression that the pipeline thing is a diversion.
That's what I felt too. I felt that too.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, we just continue to ask that you would give us and the people that need to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, to see through the deception of the enemy, the deception of his minions, Lord Jesus, that righteousness will be revealed, that everything will come to light, and we cancel every plan, assignment, and attack of the enemy against this nation and the authority of Jesus Christ, and declare and decree that your will is going to be accomplished here on earth as it is in heaven in your perfect timing. In Jesus' name.
Very interesting. Ping pong came from China. And I'm seeing a video in my mind of Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Ping pong champion. So, Father, we loose the veterans of this nation to be the ping pong champions in simplicity, because he was such a simple man. In simplicity, Father, we don't overlook everything and try to get so technical on everything. Our prayers and our warfare are going to release the ping pong champions, and John Kerry's net will be torn down in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard confusion as you shared that. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare that all confusion is silenced in the name of Jesus. And we say in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. And whatever John Kerry needs to communicate, we decree and declare that will come forth with clarity in the name of Jesus.
And we loose that confusion into Russia and China instead of America.
And John Kerry.
And John Kerry.
Amen.
And I also, go ahead, Hector.
Null and void.
Go ahead, Hector.
Something I'd like to share. It's interesting you brought that vision up about the ping pong. While we were in that brief time of praying in the spirit, I was taken to a beach setting where it was like a group of us standing on the beach, and all down the beach, as far as the eye could see, we saw these huge wooden crates, and we knew in the spirit that these were Trojan horses. We knew these were talking points that had other deceptive things on the inside. And some religious groups that were not being led by the Spirit were getting ready to open them up. And as we were praying in the Spirit, we were going box by box, crate by crate, and putting locks around them. And I felt like what God was using our intercession for was to arrest a lot of these deceptions and wrong talking points that have other things. Once they're open, they release other deceptions. So I really felt like tonight the key word that God had us going after in the Spirit was deception. And the talking point and the perspective that is being sold to us that's incorrect.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so go ahead and loose that, Hector. Make a declaration.
So, Father, we do declare tonight, we thank you for the truth to go forth. And we just come against, we just arrest tonight in the name of Jesus, the deception, all Trojan horses, all lies within lies. Father, we just come against that. We destroy those assignments now in Jesus' name. And we say, let the truth be loosed in Jesus' name.
Yes, and I come against and break the power of the confederation of our enemies in America, those in China, those in Russia, and those in America that are in confederation, those in Iran. We cut it off. We cut off this confederation. Lord, you set an angel at the gate of Eden so that the Adam and Eve could not get in. Lord, we decree tonight that that same angel will stand between those enemies that are confederated against our nation in the name of Jesus, that are confederated against Israel, even out of this nation. Lord, we loose your angelic host tonight to break the confederation in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
My my captain down in Puerto Rico called me tonight. Every time we leave the port, John Kerry has a mansion on the beach, and in Hurricane Maria, it got really damaged. And they've been trying to repair it and repair it for years. And he called me up today and said they're tearing it down. So I think that spiritually that this, I want to declare that the foundation that's under this structure that he's involved in, that they've been trying to patch up and rebuild, now the decision for it to be torn down is today.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And Cheryl, when you said John Kerry was in the middle, I heard net worth. He was the net in the center of the table.
Yeah, he was.
And I feel like he's the go-between to see what America's selling point is going to be, net worth. Who's going to be the highest bidder?
Yeah, I agree.
But I just heard net worth, and he's watching to see, you know, who will be the highest bidder.
Well, pray against that. Whatever God gives you, decree that tonight.
Well, Father, we thank you that you are a God that is for us, and we come under your watchful eye. And Lord, we thank you for strategies. We thank you for exposing the enemy. And Lord, we say no to the plots and the plans in any form or fashion to sell out America, to sell out this nation to the highest bidder. We decree America is not for sale. And Father, any place there is a bid, a net worth bidding to see who the highest bidder might be for aligning, God, we break the alignment with mammon. We break the alignment with even thinking that American can be bought out. God, there are those that will not see her sold. And we ask you to interrupt and intercept.
Yes, these yes.
And we call them null and void. Null and void. And Father, we even set the blood of Jesus against this. We ask for a blood of deliverance yes, upon yes. this, that you deliver us from this evil in Jesus' name.
Yeah, we have to lose the sword of this. Oh.
Go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
We lose the sword of the Spirit into this situation in Jesus' mighty name, because the sword of the Spirit is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from him, but all things are naked and open before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. And I decree and declare that investigators go in like the hounds of heaven, sniff it out, and I decree and declare a rendering of an account before the judgment seat of God for these people. And I say it will be uncovered, because what is done in secret will be shown openly before the eyes of all in this nation in Jesus' mighty name. And we lose the spirit of unity. This nation will no longer be double-minded, but we will be as those in the upper room of one accord. We will not be a house divided and allow China, Russia, and Iran to pounce on us in that thing and in that weakness, but we will rise up with a spirit of excellence as the body of Christ. And we stand before the gates. We turn the battle back at the gate right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we send that battle back fiercely onto our enemies in the name of Yeshua, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Talking about selling out America, what I was getting was there are systems in place to sell out America by the financial ruin in what's being done of all of the stimulus checks, all this money that's being written without the currency to back it up. And John Kerry is in the middle of directing this stuff. Father, I just ask that whatever is hidden will be revealed, and those things done in secret will come to light. Lord, we ask you to reveal what is going on with the plans to sell out America and cause an implosion of our financial system. And we ask for your strategy, that how we as the intercessors will begin to build up the wall around the finances, around our country, and to stand firm.
Thank you, Lord.
That we say no weapon formed against us will prosper, and everything that's being done to undo the stability of America's financial system yes. will be brought Amen. To light. And we ask for a cease and desist order, that every one of these steps, every one of these conversations, every one of these agreements our leaders are coming into, that is moving towards the downfall of our financial system, will come to light. And we ask for a cease and desist order. We release confusion in this camp, that they will not be able to communicate. One will not be able to communicate with the other. And we decree today that the finances and the financial system of America is solid, and America stands according to God's original intent.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I want to remind you tonight, as all of us are here on this Zoom, of all the prayer that you have assigned your children to have at Jekyll Island and the different financial centers, the Federal Reserve, and all the places. And Lord, I ask that you would remember that sacrifice tonight, of all those that have gone to those places, that great sacrifice, Lord, and have cried out to you and built new altars of worship in those places. Father, we ask tonight that that would come up before you as a sweet-smelling savor, an incense of intercession and worship, and you would be pleased tonight, Lord. Father, we ask tonight that you would hear and answer these prayers, Lord, that your intercessors are feeling on our hearts concerning our nation. Lord, we give it to you fresh and anew tonight, and we expect your answer to come in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord. You know, we were praying in the Spirit. This ran through my mind. I wasn't pre-thinking anything. But during World War II, there was three nations that were called the Axis of Evil. Germany, Italy, and Japan. And I believe what we're facing in our lifetime right now is the exact same type of evil network in these countries that we're dealing with: Russia, Iran, and China. It's the same type of a, and it could be a major warfare event. So I'm going to ask you all to pray about that, pray into that, see what God tells you. But Lord, I call it an axis of evil in my lifetime. And I break this axis of evil that's formed in the earth realm, that is now experimenting militarily, pressing the limits to see where they can go. Father, for the funding for all these rockets that's coming against your people, Lord, for all of them, Lord, I pray that they would reap what they have sown. Lord, that you would let them reap the whirlwind in Jesus' name. And we break this axis of evil that's formed. Lord, we will not break, we will not come into agreement with this confederation. We will not try to come alongside this confederation or negotiate with it. Lord, we say let them turn on each other in Jesus' name. Someone else.
Father, we ask tonight that you release the angelic host to go and break apart the occult shield that is over Israel and that is over our country, that is keeping things from going smoothly.
Amen.
We ask, Lord, that this thing be dismantled now and release, you're releasing the angelic host to go, and they will destroy the occult shield over our nation and over Israel in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. And Father, we ask you unravel the three-strand cord.
Amen.
God, yes. We say pull apart the three-strand cord. We're asking you to break it up, and unravel that three-strand cord.
Amen.
Father, we release the three-stranded cord of our intercessors, our gatekeepers, and our watchmen. We have a three-stranded cord that's more powerful than that three-stranded cord of Jezebel, Delilah, and Athaliah. Father, I ask you to raise up the gatekeepers, the watchmen, and the intercessors right now. That's the three-stranded cord that's most powerful over this three-stranded cord that wants to take us down in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And John, that's Antichrist, all that stuff, the axis of evil. So, yeah. Lord, we come against the Antichrist spirit, Lord, as a body right now. We decree and declare an uprooting and an unwinding of everything and every structure in Jesus' mighty name. And I decree and declare a unity, a threefold cord of the generations in this nation, Lord. Lord, the younger generation, the middle age, and the elder generation, Lord, that we will come as a threefold cord and destroy and continue to uproot and unravel that Antichrist root system and interwoven system, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I don't know. Is Nova Scotia on tonight? I don't think they are. Go ahead, Buzz.
Earlier, Cheryl, when you were sharing about that you are like Elisha and Elijah in that, you know, you've seen the same things they have. The Lord was showing me earlier, it was just showing me, it jumped out at me an electrical socket that looks like it's got a spotlight on it. And the Lord was just talking to me about power, where, you know, when you look at a socket in a new house, you don't know if it's got power or not. You can't discern it in the natural. And I just, I really feel like that the Lord wants us to go up a level in discerning things in the spirit that can't be discerned with our natural eyes. The way I feel like this is tying into what everybody's sharing is, there are wars and rumors of wars. There's news and there's fake news. And we need to hear the truth from the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
About how to pray. And then we need to pray with confidence that we are praying in alignment with the Spirit. Because I feel like that the axis of evil may not be what we've heard. It may not be as you know, that the enemies might be different than we think. And I think we can't just rely on the news, is what I'm saying. I just feel like we need to rely on what the Spirit's showing us and praying along with that. And then have the faith to believe that, you know, we're in alignment with God. And just the way, you know, Abraham started off on his journey without knowing where he was going, that was his act of faith. You know, Elijah went off and found a brook. I mean, we need to act on the things the Lord's showing us. But I feel like I want to release that. Lord, I just release right now a spiritual optic nerve that really picks up on what you're doing in the spirit so that we can pray with confidence and with fire and bring about your kingdom. Lord, I just pray for an increase in faith that we can destroy the works of the devil by our prayers, and we can know that that is effective work in the kingdom. We look at ourselves and judge ourselves based on worldly things, but you discern us based on things in the spirit, and the spirit realm is so much greater. So I just release that right now for everyone, that faith to believe that when the Lord shows you something that, and you pray in alignment with that, that it is effective. It is an effective weapon in tearing down the strongholds of the enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, I lift up the churches in Russia, the underground revival churches in Iran, the underground churches in China. Lord, we loose angels to those, to minister to those churches, to those people, to Lord, those that are crying out in these lands that are so bound with darkness. Lord, in Jesus' name, we break every assignment against your church in these lands right now. For America, for the church in America, we ask for a great awakening. It's so interesting now they call this the woke stuff. Lord, wake up the church in America in Jesus' name. Wake it up, Lord, to what's going on. Wake up the church in Russia. Wake up the church in Iran. There's many people getting saved in Iran. Wake them up, Lord, to now be really warriors quickly. Their training would be exponential and they would become warriors quickly. And Lord, for the underground church in China, be with them as they're being persecuted again like never before. Father, we put angels around them. We cover them with your blood in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Someone else. Thank you, Father.
Father, we just ask that you begin to stir an awakening in those that are in the United States of America that's taking advantage, oh God, of the resources, oh God, that are being dispersed right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you would begin to open their eyes when their eyes have been blinded, God, and their minds have been blinded, oh God, by deception and the lies of the enemy. Father, we pray that you would just begin to open their minds. We pray that you would save them, oh God, rescue them and deliver them, oh God, and cause them to see how their actions contribute to the current state that we're in as a nation. We pray for those, oh God, that choose to and want to just be like leeches, oh God, and suck whatever comes their way, Father, and would like to stay in that position. We pray, Father, that you begin to shape them in a great way and cause them to understand and see. Understand and see.
Thank you, Father.
God, move them from that place of selfishness. Move them out of that place, oh God, of self-gratification. Move them out of that place. It is all about me, and I will receive all that you want to give to me. God, let there be an awakening in the people of America today. Let there be a rise, oh God, in the voices of your people to speak out, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Understand and see and understand. When you said that, Lisa, I felt so clearly that we're to decree and declare that in this season, we would not just understand things, Lord, that we would see things, but Lord, that we would see in the spiritual realm and understand like we never have before, that we would not go by our own thinking, but Lord, that we would go by spiritual discernment. I activate tonight a new level of spiritual discernment, that our eyes would discern by the Spirit. We would not discern by this first. We would discern by the Spirit man in Jesus' name. And we would have clear understanding of what you're doing in the earth realm. No confusion, no disappointment, no hope deferred. In Jesus' name, we will see and understand, and we will understand and see in Jesus' name.
And John, if I could add to that, we were talking about the optic nerve. And I was reminded of Elisha. I think I get Elisha and Elijah mixed up. But he had a protege, a young guy that was with him. And they were surrounded. The city was surrounded by the enemy. And the young guy was so afraid because of the bigness of the army around them. And the prophet said, Lord, open up his eyes that he could really see what really is there. And the Lord opened up his eyes and he saw the angels and the chariots all surrounded him. And so in our time that we're living in, we can see the bigness of the enemy all around us. And if you just watch the news, pick up newspaper for one hour, you can get so discouraged because everything is just like going crazy right now in the last couple months. But Father, help us to see with spiritual eyes that you are in control and that your angels, along with Michael, Gabriel and the host of heaven are surrounding us and surrounding this nation and the Church of Jesus Christ. Help us to see, Lord, so that we can advance with no timidity and no fear and no cowardice, so that we would advance with courage and bravery and with strategy to take over what the enemy is throwing against the Church of Jesus Christ right now. In your name, Jesus, I pray.
Amen. And that servant wasn't blind. He had natural sight. What the prophet was saying was, open up his spiritual eyes. And so I just declare and decree a new opening of your spiritual eyes. Whatever vision you've had before, the horizon is going to be extended. You will see further on the horizon. You will see further into the future, and you will see further into the schemes of the enemy, and you will see further into the plans of God in Jesus' name. Thank you for that increased vision in Jesus' name.
As we were talking tonight about some of the enemy's schemes and what's going on, I'm reminded that Jesus warned us out of Mark chapter 8, verse 15, and he charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And Jesus warned us already about that religious and political structure working against the move of the Spirit, the Antichrist structure. And I really had just in my such an urgency in my spirit tonight that there are many being captured because they don't see the yes. Antichrist structure, and God is constantly calling us to come out of the old. But many have been captured in the old and still functioning in the old. So I just also declare over us tonight, Father, I thank you. We declare the newness of your spirit. We declare that we are taking off the old. Any area where we've been captured, we release it. Father, we take it off of us and we just move with your spirit. We are sons of God, which is why we're led by the spirit of God into all things. So Lord, even as we pray in intercession tonight, we thank you that we stand in a place of newness. We're led by your spirit in all things. And we thank you that in that we stand on solid ground, on the solid rock, on you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
I have something to share. When we began to pray, the first thing I saw was a very long, bright sword coming down. And then it became like it was digging. I saw someone digging. And I heard, digging for the new, like it's time to dig in. And then I heard, look up about the Ace of Spades. I looked up the Ace of Spades. It's the highest card and the most spiritual, and it represents death. But he said, but I've given you victory over death. And then I could see that shape of the spade begin to spin really, really fast. And I think it's like a new type of weapon, so we can dig down even further with that instrument that I saw in the spirit. So I want to loose that, Lord, that ability to dig in and dig down in the Word of God, in the Spirit, Lord. And I just thank you. And just praise you, Lord, for what you're going to do and how you're going to equip us for this time. And that's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and the week before Cheryl shared about Elisha and Elijah, that week, I listened to that CD twice. The Lord told me to listen to it twice. And he's been telling me a lot to read Ezekiel 36 out loud. So I come home and I read it out loud. And that part of scriptures, if you read Ezekiel 36, you'll know. But it's like he's going to give, one of the parts I like about it, he takes out the heart of stone and gives you the heart of flesh. But he wanted me specifically to read that whole chapter out loud. So I just want to share that to encourage you, because he does stuff. It kind of freaked me out when Cheryl got up and shared all that, because that was exactly what he was saying to me. So I just hope that, encourages you. Okay, amen. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else?
Closing out. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, as we're talking, I'm seeing, and certainly I see what's going on in the country. What comes to my mind is the cancel culture. And one of the things that they're seeking to do is to destroy our history, which makes us vulnerable to repeat it again. But the thing I want to really emphasize is this. We can see more clearly now how desperate America was during the Revolutionary War. Things got bad. Even the church was divided. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can see us going through that in a spiritual sense. But as we look back at our history and see how God intervened and saved America the first time in the natural, I believe with all my heart, he is going mm-hmm. to save us again, this time in the spiritual. So I believe we are experiencing just the difficulties, the division in the body of Christ and the whole nation as we went through that first war. And now we're actually experiencing it again, and there's no way around it. And I can even see where, even going through this, I believe God is shown by Christ in particular and people in general just how bad things are, so they can appreciate it when he delivers us. because the worst thing we could have done was just to not go through this and assume everything is fine. But we're going to have a greater appreciation for God and receive him in this country when we see what he's done for us to save us. Because we're at a place now where it is desperate and becoming more desperate. And we can see clearly that man can't save us. There's too many things going on. Mm. God has to save us. And I believe as surely as he saved the 13 colonies originally, he is working behind the scenes, and he will save us again.
Amen.
I decree it in Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, it's funny you mentioned about the division in the church, because I had to pick our grandchildren up from school today, and they go to a Christian school. And my one little granddaughter that sang Sunday night at our church service, she was telling her friends in class, she's 8, about the different miracles God had done in our family. You know, she talked to them about the shrimp doubling in the pot and little Jeffrey being raised from the dead on the kitchen table, just a lot of different things that were many eyewitnesses had seen. And the teacher said to her, Jesus does not do those things today. And you're just wanting attention. And then about 8 of her classmates said, you just want attention, talking about stuff like that. So I said to her, I had said to her in the car and her siblings that were with her, I said, okay, you need to repeat after me. If somebody says to you that Jesus does not do miracles today or those type of things today, this is what you need to say back. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. And it just shows you how
I believe in miracles.
The church is divided.
Everybody say that. I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
We need miracles in our country.
And John's grouchy.
I'm not. She keeps doing this. I'm over here. I get half a face now.
Well, it's
crooked. Should I sit like this?
It's crooked.
Well, let it be crooked, but let us be straight.
Fine. Sorry. Well, anyway, I just wanted to share that, Richard, because it is true that there's a division even in the church. And I think if the enemy, if we don't begin to identify that deception of division, it will undo us, because if a house is divided, it will fall. So Lord, we just want to release tonight, Lord, a new unity of the Spirit within your church. God, we ask that you would give us that mind of Christ, your Holy Spirit, fresh and new. Lord, let it fill all of us fresh and new. And Lord, if there are those that want to go another way, then Lord, make that gap wide. Lord, make it wide. Don't allow it to pull our younger people off into unbelief or off into the things that will cause them not to have victory in the future. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Jesse.
Where are you?
Okay. We've been talking a lot. Is that better?
Get close to the mic, because
you're real low.
Can't hardly hear you. Okay. Wherever you are.
Okay, let me see if I can bring it up. My mic is up. Is that any better? No?
Mm-mm. No.
Better? Not better? Okay, that's okay. I'll hold it. I'll just talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Someone
Sorry
else.
About that.
Thank you, Lord.
John, I just want to share a scripture that the Lord gave me the other morning. He said, when wickedness multiplies and transgressions increase, but the righteous will see them fall. So I decree that.
Yes.
That though the wickedness has multiplied and though transgressions have increased in this land, but we, the righteous, the remnant that have not bowed down to Baal, will see the righteous, will see the wicked fall in the name of Jesus. That's a promise.
Amen.
Proverbs 29:16. That's a promise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, the Lord had also been mentioning to me, you know, he's waiting for the fullness of iniquity. And I think that's why we're not seeing the Lord, you know, the Lord move yet. I feel like he's just sitting back and waiting for that fullness to be complete so that the revival can fall and so that the judgment can fall. Because the Lord said to Abraham, you're going to have to wait 400 years until the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. So I feel like we're getting to that fullness of iniquity now, and then it's going to happen. So we just have to be patient. But the Lord was also saying to me out of Ephesians 4, where it talks about the body of Christ, equipping the saints for the work of ministry. But it says that we might come to the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ, that we would no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about by trickery. And I'm not going to read the whole scripture, but, and it says, with the whole body being joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to its effective work, by which every part does its share, causing the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So, Lord, I thank you for that the body is going to become unified completely, Lord. You're going to drain out, flush out the dross, all of the impurities in this season, that the body might be reforged into one in Jesus' mighty name. I decree and declare that.
Amen.
I'd like to add to, I see a couple of things together. When Richard was talking about the how it's going to be God that delivers us, and we know that, but like what he was saying, the emphasis of that, it's so emphasized. Because of what we see, but the Passion and talking about the unity element, the Passion version says it'll be the in John 17, it'll be the glory of God that brings the unity. It's by his glory that the unity will come. His glory will foster that. And so I feel like those two things going together with that, God will get the glory, as Richard said, for what he does. And in that glory, the body is, there's going to be the unifying of the body. And I have been asking the Lord, you know, if he had me to share this, and I feel like this kind of leads into it. Yesterday, Chris had said to me, Sunday's my birthday. Chris had said to me, do you want to go to do a hike this weekend at Sourland Mountain, the mountain of North Jersey here? And it was one of those times when he says stuff that's a little unusual. I won't go into why, but when I can tell that God's saying something. So I said to him, well, I'm not sure. I like my Sabbath on Saturday to be a little more quiet. I don't travel, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I'll ask the Lord. He'll let me know. So last night I was up in the watches, and God spoke to me, and he told, yes, you're to go there this weekend. And he brought back to me, I don't know if you remember, Cheryl, I had sent you when we discussed about the beacons, the Revolutionary War beacons. And I had sent you a scripture a couple of years ago. I felt as we discussed that God had given me to speak up on the mountain. And in the, even in talking about Sourland Mountain, I hadn't thought about it. But in the night when God said, yes, you're to go there, he brought the scripture back to me and told me to speak that up on the mountain. And I just want to read it because I feel like it goes with all the things shared here, how it's going to be God, the glory of God is going to bring the unity. God's going to get the glory for this. And that he's coming. And because I felt that when he first gave me the scripture a couple of years ago, but I'll just throw in there that when my prayer friend and we're praying on Monday, I felt God's presence came so strongly, and we felt such an acceleration. Everything we spoke, we could see it multiplying. And I just declare that over all of us, that there is something coming, that it's going to happen so fast because the power of God is going to hit. And we felt it happen. I saw things happen this week to confirm what happened on Monday. It was just really powerful. But I want to read this scripture. I believe it's declaring what God is saying and goes with all these things. It's in Isaiah 40. He gave it to me, like I said, a couple of years ago about these Revolutionary War beacons. And again, I feel he said to go declare it this weekend. Proclaim good news. Go up on a high mountain, you joyful messengers of Zion, and lift up your voices with power. You who proclaim joyous news to Jerusalem, shout it out and don't be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, and this is what I especially feel he's saying to go up there and say, here is your God. Look,
Here comes Lord Yahweh as a victorious warrior. He triumphs with his awesome power. Watch as he brings with him his reward and the spoils of victory to give to his people. To give to his people. He will care for you as a shepherd tends his flock, gathering the weak lambs and taking them in his arms. He carries them close to his heart and gently leads those that have young. So Lord God, we declare and decree that you are moving, not that you haven't been moving, but you are accelerating. Lord God, you are coming in glory, and you are bringing, Lord God, the spoils of victory and reward to your people. We decree and declare it. Your name will not be sullied. Your name will not be trampled over, but your name is victorious God. And I shout it over all of us and over our nation in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. And we will shout it this weekend at that mountain, at the Revolutionary War Beacon site. And God, we thank you for sending it forth in power multiplied in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Okay, this is Jesse. Do you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to go out and come back in and reset it, I guess. But we were talking tonight a lot about the optic nerve of the eye. And, they tell me I have glaucoma in just one eye. And so my eye doctor's been treating that. And he says that glaucoma is such a slow-moving disease, but he says it's very, very serious because it attacks the optic nerve. And he said, and it's like almost like corrosion. It's like corrosion that slowly just squeezes out that nerve until it's dark and there's no more light in it. And so I thought about that as we were listening. And I look at Luke 11, verse 34, Amplified version. It says, your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye, which is your conscience, is sound and fulfilling its office, fulfilling its purpose, your whole body is full of light. But when it is not sound and is not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. And I just, as I was pondering that, I felt like the Lord is saying that the enemy has been attacking the body a lot, trying to stop our discernment. And see, and the sight, spiritual sight, is one of the tools of discernment, where you can see and discern a lot of things through the sight. And so I believe the enemy has been trying to snuff out our discernment and trying to infiltrate it with a lot of the darkness that he's been putting out in the world around us. And so God is saying, you know, my word is a lamp unto your feet. So stay in my word.
Yeah.
Let my word continue to light your path. And so I decree that right now, Lord, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I decree also that Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine, for your light is come. It is, not will be, not may be, not was. It is come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And the Lord says the glory of God will fill the earth, like, you know, it's going to fill all of the earth. How, right? I don't remember the exact full scripture there, you know, the correct scripture there, but you guys get it. So we are that glory. And God is calling us to rise up, be light, be salt, be glory. And this enemy is trying to keep us from our purpose. He's trying to keep us to miss the discernment of the word of God, the truth of God's word. He wants to snuff out our light. He wants us to be tainted with all this destruction and darkness. And so that optic nerve is so vital to the spiritual sight that God has given us in this hour. And
amen.
So we just thank you, Father. We thank you for your light. We thank you that we rise up. We thank you, Lord God, that your glory has risen upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, look, go ahead, Deborah. You had something?
I just want to pray over Jesse real quick for her miracle of that glaucoma. Father, you've already had us confess tonight miracles. We all agree. We believe in miracles.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask you to use Jesse as a first fruit and a sign and a wonder God, that you would touch with your finger this glaucoma and bring restored sight. And God, we say anything the enemy has meant for evil, you are turning now to good. You are turning this for good. God, we say there will be an increased ability to receive the light.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we're asking for a supernatural sovereign intervention that will confound the doctors and release the overcomer's testimony far and wide in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. I receive that.
And we also lift up Deborah Aquilino tonight, Lord, who is recovering. Lord, from that accident and the different things in her body right now, and we ask for total healing of her body. We command her immune system to arise and thresh that infection that she got in the hospital. We break the power of that bacteria in her body. We command it to die in Jesus' name. Bacteria, you die and leave that body in the name of Jesus. Lord, we loose strength into her tonight. We command the body to arise and be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we loose your strength. We loose resurrection power into her life tonight, into her physical body, into every cell of that body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
And as Jesse was saying, and that that when we're not flowing and what God has us to, that it tries to create darkness. And I was hearing it tied to what Cheryl said, how God revealed to her about Elijah and Elisha and who we are. And I just feel like, Lord, we thank you that as you break forth in the earth in these miracles, in these and make us more aware as you break through those things that try to hinder our sight to see who we really are, Lord God, as you continue to multiply that, Lord God, and the miracles break forth, we will see, we will know who we are, and we will no longer step back, we will step in, and we will see multiplied miracles, Lord God, for what you want to do in the earth, not by our strength or might, but by your spirit, because you will set us in that flow. In Jesus' name, by your blood, Jesus.
Wow.
Amen.
You know, I just got out of what you just said about Elijah and Elisha. Remember, he said to Elisha, you know, if you see me,
right,
go. If you see me, go.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, our sight in this hour is so vital. But we're talking about a spiritual sight that is full of the gifts and the power and the anointing of God. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, look, it's about 8:30. Everybody can unmute and say goodbye. We go an hour and a half, and we so appreciate, you know, the interjections and the partnering here up and down the coast of our country. And Lord, we thank you for this. We pray you'd seal everything up. And Lord, Lord, let us see the fruit of what we're doing. Let us see what's happening as you weave us together in this season, in Jesus' name. Be blessed, everybody.
Thank you.
Amen.
Shalom.
Thank you, Father.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Awesome. Stop.
See, when you do this, see what it does? It pushed me up.
God bless everybody, and bye.
Hi, Aaron.
Thank you, Lord.
Hi, Aaron.
I want you to know that had me watch a video of Bruce Lee playing ping pong.